you said to me, I've forgotten them now, and I'm ready to set you free. I wanna move on, but before I go, I've got one question to ask. Does your heart still beat for me? When you wake up in the morning and I'm not by your side, don't you know I can let go and you're sleeping in the evening and I'm not there to hold you tight? Don't you know I can let go? Take it anymore. I've just gotta know. It's killing me. Why'd you have to go? I may never know. I get no response from you. Have you forgotten me? Maybe moved on to. But when you wake up in the morning and I'm not by your side, don't you know I can let go when you're sleeping in the evening and I'm not there to hold you tight? Don't you know I can let go when you wake.
truth can set you free.
And that was the title track to Regina Bonelli's new CD, Truth Hurts. Before that, we heard from Angela Easley, and from her new CD, Rise, we heard I Can't Let Go. And the title track to Lady A's new CD, Satisfying. You are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha and Blue here on CKUT FM 90.3 and CKUT.ca. Let's take a look through history and see what happened in the world of blues, jazz, and related subjects. And we'll start with births and deaths from today on through the rest of the week. Today being the 10th of April. Birthday today for John Brim, born 1922 in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. Shamika Copeland, born 1979 down in Harlem. Roscoe Gordon, born 1928 down in Memphis, Tennessee. And today marks the passing of a couple of greats. Jimmy Fast Fingers Dawkins, I remember seeing him here at the Peel Pub Blues Bar. He passed in 2013. He was 76 years old. And Chuck Willis passed in 1958 at the age of 30. He was best known, I guess, for C.C. Rider was one of his biggest hits. Let's see. We move on now to the... where are we at here? Oh, wait a second. That's my stupid computer. It's on the 11th now. Birthday for Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, born 1939 in Itabena, Mississippi. Guitarist, singer Morris Pedro, born 1924 in Palmetto, Louisiana. Joss Stone, you probably know, he's a great vocalist, born 1987 in Dover in the UK. And today marks the passing of, John Warren Giles, better known as Jay Giles. Back in 2017, he was 71 years old. Jesse Winchester passed on the 11th. Back in 2014, he was 69 years old. Moving to the 12th now, birthday for Herbie Hancock, born 1940 in Chicago. John Kay of Steppenwolf, born 1944 in Toronto. Fat Possum recording artist A.Z. Payton, born 1937 somewhere in Mississippi. Ann Rabson from Sapphire, the Uppity Blues Women, born 1945 down in New York City. Shaky Jake Harris, born 1921 in Earl, Arkansas. Chris St. Louis, born 1954 in Sault Ste. Marie. Hound Dog Taylor, born 1915 in Natchez, Mississippi. Let's see, and Pat Travers, born 1954 down in Toronto. And the 12th also marks the passing of vocalist and dancer Josephine Baker, passed in 1975 in Paris. She was 68 years old. The boxer Joe Louis passed in 1981. He was 66 years old. Another boxer, Sugar Ray Robinson, passed in 1989 at the age of 67. If we move on now to the 13th, we have a birthday for Lowell George from Little Feet, born 1945 down in Los Angeles. John Hammond Jr. of Hammond Organs, born 1888 down in San Francisco. And that day also marks the passing now of Johnny Johnson, a great pianist who played on all of Chuck Berry's big hits. Passed in 2003, he was 80 years old. And Kid Thomas, harmonicist, passed in 1970, he was 35 years old. He later switched off to rock and roll and he initially played blues in Chicago. And through the 40s, he ended up playing with Muddy Waters, Elmore James, and Bo Diddley. On September 3rd in 69, while driving his truck, he struck and killed a young boy, was arrested on a charge of manslaughter. The charge was later dismissed for lack of evidence, but the boy's father was waiting outside the courtroom, and just like a scene out of Law and Order, he shot him. Moving to the 14th, birthday for Gene Jug Ammons, a tenor sax man, born 1925 down in Chicago. And that marks the passing also on that day of Sammy Price, a great pianist. Passed in 1992, he was 83 years old. We move to the 15th now, birthday for Tommy Castro, got a new CD out recently, born 1955 down in San Jose, California. Roy Clark, born 1933 in Meharon, Washington. Frank Frost from the Jelly Roll Kings, born 1936 in Augusta, Arkansas. Augusta, Arkansas, there's one there too? I don't know. Mighty Sam McLean, born 1943 in Monroe, Louisiana. Bessie Smith, born 1894 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. And the 15th marks the passing of Sean Costello, a real tragedy there. Passed in 2008, he was only 28 years old when he was found dead in his Atlanta hotel room A medical report determined that he died of an accidental drug overdose. And posthumously, his family revealed that he had suffered from bipolar disorder, and they set up the Sean Costello Memorial Fund for bipolar research in his honor. And that day actually was just the day before his birthday. He was born in 1979 on the 16th of April. Also on the 16th, John Delafosse, the accordionist and zydeco player, born 1939 in Doral, Louisiana. Guitarist Steven Grossman, born 1945 in Brooklyn, New York. Colin Linden's birthday, born 1960 in Toronto. John Littlejohn, our holy recording artist, born 1931 in Learned, Mississippi. Memphis Piano Red, born 1905 in Germantown, Tennessee. Dusty Springfield, born 1939 in London, in the UK. I'm surprised, you know, I haven't heard anybody do a remake of, what was it, Silver Threads and Golden Needles. That was a big classic for her. Artie, Blues Boy White, born 1937 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. And a couple of people who passed on the 16th were Texas Alexander, passed in 1954, and he was 54. And Alan Holdsworth, great guitarist, passed in 2017 at the age of 70. Let's see, on the 10th of April, other events, that was the day in 1956 that Leo Fender patented the Stratocaster. And, you know, so all you Strat players, you get down on your knees and thank Leo today. That was his one of his great contributions for you. Let's see. In 1957, Ricky Nelson sang on the Ozzy and Harriet show, and he sang Fats Domino's I'm Walkin'. And within a week of that broadcast, it sold 500,000 copies. Hopefully, Fats got a little of that. In 1966, Jackie Wilson headlined an All-Star Easter Sunday concert in St. Louis at the Kyle Auditorium, and appearing with him, The Impressions, B.B. King, Benny King, The Drifters, and Laverne Baker. It was the 11th of April, 1961, Bob Dylan made his New York City stage debut at Gertie's Folk City, a small Greenwich Village club, and he opened for John Lee Hooker. It was the 11th of April, also 1966, Howlin' Wolf was in the studio. He had Hubert Sumlin with him. They recorded The New Crawlin' Kingsnake and My Mind is Ramblin' and Commit a Crime. 12th of April, 1954, Shake, Rattle, and Roll by Big Joe Turner was released in New York City on the Atlantic label. 13th of April, 1928, Barbecue Bob and recorded Blind Pig Blues. Did that in Atlanta, Georgia for Columbia Records, and I'm going to play that for you in just a little bit. In 1954, on the 13th of April, Muddy Waters was in the studio, along with Little Walter, Otis Spann, Jimmy Rogers, Willie Dixon, and Fred Bello. That's just like a definitive blues band, and they recorded a great classic, I Just Want to Make Love to You. And I'm going to play that in the next set as well. 14th of April, 1928, Pink Anderson and Simi Dooley recorded a Piedmont-style blues called CC&O Blues. They did that in Atlanta for the Columbia label. That's coming up as well. 1960, on the 14th of April, Sonny Boy Williamson was in the studio. He recorded four tracks at the Chess Studios. They only came up later on after his death. They did Checking Up on My Baby, Open Road, I Can Do Without You, and his classic Christmas tune, Santa Claus. It was in 1975, on the 14th of April, that former Faces guitarist Ronnie Wood was announced as a replacement for Mick Taylor by the Stones. 1965, on the 15th of April, Howlin' Wolf, another item with him, backed by Hubert Sumlin and Buddy Guy, recorded Don't Laugh at Me, I Walked from Dallas, Tell Me What I've Done, and Ooh Baby. And it was the 16th of April, 1942, Django Reinhardt recorded Blues en Mineur, did that for the Rhythm label in Brussels. Here's an interesting one, 1976, on the 16th of April, Boz Scaggs got knocked unconscious by two bouncers outside of Antoine's after attempting to go backstage and see the headliner, Bobby Blue Bland, who the confrontation began when Skaggs wasn't led backstage despite him claiming that he had been invited by a member of the band. Now let's go back to, we're going to commemorate some of these events with some music, and we will go back to the 10th of April, all the way back to 1936, and in a studio with the Two Charlies, and they do a tune called The Tired Feeling Blues. Charlie Jordan and Charlie Manson are the two, and they're in New York City Charlie Jordan was a bootlegger from Helena, Arkansas, and he walked with a limp resulting from a bullet in his ankle. And for a while, he was also the partner of Petey Wheatstraw. The other Charlie Madsen, he's not the guy you're thinking of. He's a completely different person, and there's really not a whole lot about him. But here are the two Charlies and Tired Feeling Blues.
Got something on my mind. That's why I drank my whiskey, make my sorrow lag behind. Blind pig, sure glad you can't see. Blind pig, sure glad you can't see. If you could, it would be too tight for me. I'm slipping, 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 trying to dodge United States law. I'm slipping, 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 trying to dodge United States law. I'm loaded down with bootleg, like the Mexican Yammy
Why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so? If you didn't want me, why don't you tell me so?
What for?
I won't be hanging round your door no more. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboard, either ride the blind. Gonna ride the seaboat, either ride the blind. Gonna ride that train you call SEC line. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long. I'm going up the country and the time ain't long.
What's he going for?
Going up the country to count your days I'm gone. CCNO, the best train ought to ride. The CCNO, the best train ought to ride. The CCNO, the best train of the ride.
What about it, boy?
Let the train to ride to pass it by your mind. Mama told me, so did father too. Said mama told me, so did father too. Said mama told me, so did father too.
What did you tell you, boy?
That CC road gonna be the death of you.
Whoop it, boy, whoop it.
I wonder where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone. I wonder where the engineer is gone.
Why, boy?
I feel like riding Epis all night long.
Thanks to everyone who donated to CKUT's annual funding drive. Your generosity truly helps keep our engines burning. It's never too late to donate. You can do so by calling 514-907-9424 or going to ckut.ca and hit the green Make a Pledge button at the top. All paid entries will be entered into a grand prize draw. You can pay your pledge and pick up your gift weekdays between 11 to 6 p.m. or by appointments. Call 514-907-9424. Thank you.
She went cha-cha-cha as she walked out the door with him.
Hey, this is Hitman from the Hitman Blues Band, and you are listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM.
Shining out through my munition blind. Babe, the moonlight is shining down through my munition blind. While it was shining that way tonight, baby, you said you always would be mine. Now, baby, there's your pillow. Go lay down and rest your weary head. Now, baby, there's your pillow. Go lay down and rest your weary head. You know they're gonna always love you, baby, and I want you to stay right here.
your name, that I could love you, babe, until the crying shame. I don't want you cook my bread. I don't want you to make my bed. I don't want you because I'm sad and blue. I just want to make
same night, checking up on my baby. The sound of this doorbell may seem pretty ordinary to you, until you realize that it's Graham, who's 75 years old and still delivering meals to people in need in his neighborhood. And that for many of them, it's the most comforting sound they'll hear all day. Seniors bring so much to Quebec. Let's recognize their contribution. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hey, this is Reverend Freechild, and you're listening to Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue on CKUT FM 90.3.
This is Watermelon Slim. Hang with us if you want to hear that low-down dirty blues.
Changes in the weather, but this coming down. Thank you.
That's called Linden and Change Don't Come Without Pain from his latest CD, Blow. Before that, we went to Howlin' Wolf from 1966 and Commit a Crime. Sonny Boy Williamson from 1960 and Checking Up on My Baby. Morris Pedro and Maybe Blues. I got that from 1956. Muddy Waters and his 1954 recording of I Just Want to Make Love to You. We went to John Brim before that from Chicago Blues in the 1950s, and we heard his take of Moonlight Blues from 1952. Earlier ones than that, before that, we went to Pink Anderson and Simi Dooley, and that was a 1928 recording of CC&O Blues. Oh, we had Barbecue Bob in there from 1928 and the Blind Pig Blues. And we kicked it off with the Two Charlies from 1936 and a recording of This Very Day in 1936. And that was the Two Charlies and Tired Feeling Blues. And I got those last couple of them out of the Roots and Blues retrospective of 1925-1960. Just a great compilation of pre-war blues in there. Hey, let's take a look and see what's going on around town if you want to get out and do some things. Well, this evening, of course, up until 11 o'clock. Not much time now. The DeMont's Rock and Roll, a little noir. You have to get there a little bit earlier. It starts at 6:30. They're at 1649 Saint Denis. And they do their, it's a dance, rock and roll dance night. Tomorrow night, the Co-Conspirators do their Montreal record launch at the Bar Courcel at 4685 Notre Dame, at the corner of Notre Dame and de Courcel. On Tuesday, it's Swingin' Tuesdays with Studio 88 Swing, and they are at Chez Ernest at 6596 Saint-Hubert. Tuesday, also, Les Mardi Rock and Roll with Tony B. Good. And they are at Les Enfants du Rock, 1550 Mont-Royal Est. Wednesday, it's also Peter Micah. You know him from his Sunday evening gigs on his Facebook page. He's doing a regular show now, 6 to 8:30, at Le Grand Lionel at 3234 Beaubien East out by Saint-Michel. Coming up on Thursday, also live jazz with Melody in the Mellow Tones at the Brasserie La Barbière at 2137 Rosemont. We've got also a Stardust Soiree at Chez Ernest with Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers, and they are at 6596 Saint-Hubert. Let's see, we've got Thursday also Blues Trio live at the legendary Wheel Club, which is 3373 Cavendish, just down below Sherbrooke. The Brooks are going to be making an appearance at Le Balcon. They are one of the finest funk bands around, and they're just they're a deep band. I wouldn't just classify them as funk. They can do anything they want. They're that good. And I'm going to be playing you a tune from their CD in just a little while to close out the show. They're going to be at Le Balcon on Thursday. Le Balcon is at 463 St. Catherine West. Friday, it's Les Legends de Blues at Île-en-Ville, which is at 5335 Wellington. And Les Legends are Jim Zeller, Carl Trombley, and Jimmy James. Coming up on Friday, Derek Falls is going to be back at the House of Jazz in Laval. They are at 1639 Boulevard de l'Avenir. On Friday also, Classic Revisité at the Théâtre Paradox at 5959 Boulevard Monk. And it's Martin Deschamps with his guests Ricky Paquette and Travis Cormier offering you a evening of rock and roll. And Saturday is a Ukrainian aid concert, benefit conference for Ukraine, of course, at the Ukrainian Federation Hall. CKUT is part of this one, so, you know, try to show up. They're at 5213 Hutchison. And let's see, also on Saturday, the Melodic Flat Sharps at doing a live concert at the Le Saint Taverne. It's a co-op in Brasserie Artisanale at 1900 Rue Le Bayer in just downtown. Martin Uri on guitar, along with Sergei Munoz on guitar. Jose Santos Gomez on the Cajun and percussions. Also on Saturday, the Wild Palominos and Philippe Saussier at the Verbouté at 2112 Mont-Royal East. We're going to mention this one because they're going to be playing a couple of tunes from their CD next week. But The Two, which is a blues duo out of Switzerland, are going to be playing on Monday the 18th at the Quai des Brumes, 4481 Saint-Denis, just below Mont-Royal. And also on coming up on Thursday on the 21st, Lil Andy is doing his album and novel launch. He wrote a novel. He invented a new persona called Hezekiah Proctor, and he's going to be doing the complete recordings of Hezekiah Proctor live. He's brought along Shisham Lotus and Son to back him up on this one as well. So that's going to be a great show as well. And let's see, we turn now to the bar scene, the Bistro Jojo. It is Sunday night, so La Mesa Jojo is going on right now with the David Segretti Band. Monday, Mick Martel. Mick Martel's in Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, you have Matt Gibb doing the 5 and 9, followed by Joe Helb. Friday is Freddie Freedom, followed by Wine Dine Doodle. And then Saturday, Wine Dine Doodle does the whole show. And then Sunday, of course, Andre Dupre and Jean Millard, followed by La Mesa Jojo with Marc Fecteau Band. At the Upstairs Bar, another chance to catch Emily Estrella and the Stardust Stompers coming up on Saturday the 16th. Two shows, one at 7 and one at 9:30. And coming up on the 20th, I mentioned before, they have a great thing going on with Dave Young and Jim Doxus with the music of Oscar Peters, and they're bringing along a great guitar player, Ulf Walkenius, just a great player who toured with Oscar Peterson as well. So that's going to be a great show to catch. Brutopia, it's open mic night, of course, it's Sunday night. Tomorrow night is their trivia thing. Thursday, Jimmy Karamanis is in. Saturday, Paolo Stante with Dave Elborn. That wasn't on the schedule, but I saw that on Facebook, so I adjusted it because I guess whoever was going to be there is not going to be there any longer. But Paolo Stante and Dave Elborn will be in next Saturday, so you can get some blues out of that. Coming up on Barfly, Sunday night, of course, is their traditional bluegrass night hosted by Matt Large and Mike Pietzma. Enjoy that. Modavi, you get some blues in there on Tuesdays and Wednesdays when Dwayne Dixon is playing. He also plays on Sundays. And Graham Chambers is in on either Friday and or Saturday, and he'll probably bring you some blues as well on that one. Diazones, down over on St. Denis Street, down the basement at 4115A. Kim Richardson is in again tonight, and she's got John Sadoway and Carl Soplan out with her. The Aquarium coming up on Saturday as Jitensha, duo, folk pop duo, coming up on Saturday. And over the next couple of weeks, they'll bring in the Ramblers, and then Annie Martin will bring you some folk and country music as well. House of Jazz up in Laval, 1639. I already mentioned Derek Falls on the 15th, but on Thursday, they have Snooks the Alston going to be in. Friday is Derek Falls, and then Saturday, Michelle Sweeney is in. There's a few jam nights as well. Let's see. Sundays, Brutopia has their open mic night, and they are at 1219 Crescent. The Bar de Courcelles at the corner of Notre Dame and Courcelles has their open mic night on Sunday as well. Sign up at 9:30, music at 10. Billy Buck has their Dimanche open jam from 5 to 11. They are at 3135 Masson. On Tuesday, the Barfly has an open mic thing that kicks off at 9:30. I'm not sure what their thing is here. It says when you arrive, don't forget to put your name on the list if you want to play. Wednesdays, Duffy's out in Dorval at 1060 Heron Road has their jam night as well. And this week, the host is going to be Derek Falls. The Barbiade open mic, 8 till 2, at the Brasserie La Barbiade, 2137 Rosemont, is also on Wednesdays. On Thursdays, Mariposa Le Café has their open mic as well. They are at 5434 Côte Saint-Luc, and they ask you to get there about 6 o'clock to get your name in the hat. They draw for names at 625. The next jam at the Wheel Club is going to be on the 21st, so we'll mention that next week. The Atlantic Pub and Eatery in Alexandria, 36 McDougal Street East, has their thing every Thursday night as well. And on Fridays, of course, you have the Blues Jam up at the Brasserie L'Unique at the 805 Boulevard de Carry in Ville Saint Laurent. The host this week is the Silver City Blues Band. And there's also out in St. Anne de Bellevue, the Phoenix Friday Night Jams at St. Anne de Bellevue at the Canal. So that's another one there for you. We're going to leave you here, as I mentioned, with the Brooks. That's right. They're going to be playing at Le Balcon this coming Thursday, April the 14th. And here now from their CD, Freewheeling and Walking, here's the Brooks and Where the Party At. Well, it's at wherever they're playing. Have yourselves a great week, folks. I'll be back again next Sunday night.
Hey, what's up, baby? 1, 2, 1, 2, welcome once again to the Ill Groove Garden. It is I, the capital Z-I-P, Stephen Ziplock Hennessy, for April the 10th, 2022. And that means next weekend is the long weekend, long Easter weekend. And it means spring vibe. It means hopefully no more snow, no more below zero weather. Yo, we got DJ Blaster up in Tremblant next weekend. Go check him out. Plus, it is our 25-year anniversary this year. So we'll be celebrating it sometime this summer. You know, things kind of get pushed back with this whole pandemic thing, man. We're still doing it remotely, but this summer we're getting together for all kind of reasons. I got my 50-year birthday. It was in January, but we're going to be celebrating this summer, definitely. And it is the community center I work at, West Haven Community Center, their 50-year anniversary. So we're asking people to donate either $50 or donate 50 hours of volunteer.